And I'm going to the phone lines where Tim Harrington is standing by. He is Floyd County's Emergency Management Agency Director, and he's here to give us an update on this community's emergency response plan to coronavirus or COVID-19. Good morning, Tim. I know you've been staying pretty busy in recent days.
Good morning, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. I actually have planning for the COVID-19. Pretty much taken on most of my planning hours here lately for the last month or so.
Yeah, I could imagine so. So that said, you made a presentation during an early caucus session of the Rome City Commission last night concerning this community's emergency response plan to COVID-19. And what are some highlights of that plan?
Well, the main highlight was we talked about the planning that we had did back in 2006 for the pandemic flu. So what we're doing is we're looking at the emergency plans that we had for the pandemic flu, and we're updating those and adjusting them to the coronavirus. And we're working with District Public Health is assisting with that, and we are looking at our continuity of operations plans for the county and our individual departments. So that in the event that we do start having more significant issues here, that once staffing becomes a problem for our departments, then we need to have a plan as far as what we're going to do to move forward.
Awesome. And what are some words of advice that you have for local residents as it pertains to COVID-19? Because I think a lot of folks are just freaking out right now. All you got to do is look on Facebook and see that people have wiped out shelves of, you know, sanitizer, toilet paper, all that kind of stuff. Do you think it is reasonable for people to be freaking out like they are?
Well, I mean, I don't think they need to be freaking out. I mean, there is a need for concern, of course, but I don't think it's a need to be freaking out because although, you know, coronavirus cases are over 111,000, and that's worldwide, you have to look at there's probably 62,300 and so individuals that have recovered from it. So I think we're kind of getting a little ahead of ourselves, if you will, as far as trying to go into a panic mode. But again, like I said, there isn't, you know, a need for concern, but I don't think we need to be, you know, panicking and making these purchases under duress. So I think it's better if we just kind of plan out how you're going to do things. And, you know, according to the national, District Public Health and the CDC, they're saying that, you know, we need to just practice on being, you know, as safe as possible by, you know, limiting contact with, you know, certain surfaces. And you want to make sure that you wash your hands real well, avoid touching your eyes and your face. You know, if you do feel sick, then, you know, stay at home.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And how does this particular situation, how does it compare to previous health concerns that we've had? I mean, you know, in recent years, we think about concerns over the potential for Zika virus, Ebola, swine flu is one that comes to mind. How does this stack up in relation to those things?
Well, I mean, if you look at the numbers, I mean, we're looking at actually, the common cold, the numbers are more severe than what we're looking at now. Again, I mean, this is just a respiratory virus. And unfortunately, you know, there are some deaths associated with this particular virus. But, I mean, even with the common cold, you still have a lot of deaths associated with it as well. So I think the main thing is we need to just make sure that we adhere to the basic prevention methods where, you know, you want to limit your contact with persons that are sick, and you want to make sure that you wash your hands more frequently than normal, and use hand sanitizer.
You know what I think, Tim? They talk about how you should wash your hands for 20 seconds, and they recommend all these songs that you should sing while you're washing your hands. Last night, I got to be thinking about a host of TV theme songs. There is a wealth of which I know all the lyrics. So maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe that's what I need to do. But you're talking about, you know, trying to avoid contact with sick persons. I know that, you know, in light of that, a lot of places, you know, in Italy, they're basically on lockdown. They're looking at, I know that they canceled schools today down in the Atlanta area because of concerns. Yeah. Do you think we'll face anything of that magnitude here in Roman Floyd County?
Well, I'm hoping that we don't. Again, you know, with emergency management, we tend to plan for the worst and hope for the best. Mm-hmm. So we are monitoring, you know, what they're doing in Fulton County, and with the school closings that they do have in that area. So we're keeping a close eye on that, and hopefully that won't become an option for us. But in the event that we do have to look at things like that, then we are working with the school board. We'll assist them in any way we can if it comes to that. But, you know, at this point, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to share with us concerning coronavirus, COVID-19, or the community's emergency response plan in regards to that?
Well, I think the main thing is just to make sure that we adhere to the guidelines that we're getting from the CDC and from District Public Health. We want to make sure that you're washing your hands often with soap, warm water, for at least 20 seconds, and you decide on whatever song it is that you need to, you know, assist you in doing that.
The Dukes of Hazzard theme song.
There you go. And if soap and water is not available, then, of course, you can use the alcohol-based hand sanitizer. You want to avoid touching your eyes, nose, mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And most of all, if you do feel sick, please stay at home. Don't try and come to work and try and tough it out, which I know a lot of us have to do. But you want to err on the side of caution. So if you feel sick, stay at home.
Can I yes. Proceed.
Oh, and you want to cover your cough and sneeze into a tissue. I know before, you know, the long-standing thing is, you know, sneeze into your elbow or your shirt sleeves or whatever. And so now the CDC has decided that that's not a good way. So now they're saying just sneeze into a tissue and throw it into the trash and then wash your hands. And then you want to make sure you clean and disinfect items that you frequently touch, especially for those of us that work on computer keyboards and touch screens on your tablets and cell phones. You want to make sure that you clean those surfaces really well. And, of course, the doorknobs and door handles.
Awesome. And I have to say this, and I guess it's a, you know, one of those things that you put up with for the benefit of your own health and that of others. I don't like the smell of those hand sanitizers. I'd rather wash my hands with soap and water because I think hand sanitizers smell bad.
Yeah,
I know that's ridiculous.
That's true. Some of them do have a real strong alcohol scent to them, I guess, if you will.
Is there any advantage to hand sanitizers over regular soap and water?
Well, I mean, no, not really. I mean, if hand sanitizer is not available or you don't feel comfortable using the hand sanitizer, then, you know, any antibacterial soap and warm water works just as well.
Awesome. And I know that you guys post updates on your Facebook page and in other locations. If people want to keep up with the Floyd County Emergency Management Agency response to COVID-19, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can go to our website, which is www.romefloyd.com, and you click on the emergency management link, and we'll have information on there pertaining to steps you can take to make sure that you're safe during the cold and flu season, which we're experiencing right now. And, of course, you can always call our main number, which is 706-236-5002. Or if you don't have the Floyd County EMA app, then I would suggest that you go and you download that app absolutely free, either on Google Play or the App Store. And you just type in Floyd County EMA, and you can download that app absolutely free. And we put out information on that app daily concerning any significant events that we have here in Roman, Floyd County.
Awesome. 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 Again, Floyd County Emergency Management Agency Director Tim Harrington, my guest this segment, talking about the local response to COVID-19, local preparedness for a potential COVID-19 outbreak. And yeah. Tim, thank you so much for your time this morning. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day today.
Well, thank you, Liz. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come on and talk.
Well, thank you for coming on with me. I appreciate it.
No problem.